This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. Hello, welcome to another treat-filled hour of conversation. You can listen and you can learn, know the facts about certain things, and we have our comment. Jennifer has comments. Victoria has comments. Kara has comments. I have comments. You have comments. You can send them along on the Twitter account. It's easy. Either follow us at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, at Doug Steffen,
Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Al Franken is the senator from Minnesota, one of the two. There's a picture of him taken with Leanne Tweeden, where he's got his hands sort of, kind of, on her breasts. But if you really look closely at him, he's not touching her breasts.
Well, yeah, not sort of. Not. I mean, she's sleeping, and he's wonking her.
I'm not 100% sure. She is. In this circumstance, without being too direct about it, I think this is suspect. Frankly.
Well, let's talk about the story first. Okay, so she comes out and she says,
Leanne Tweeden does news on your competitor in L.A., KBC. My
right.
Former alma mater. And
that's right. That's
she does a
work.
Poker show on NBC.
And we used to know her because you traveled to Iraq with her. So I'm really interested in your take on this. Yeah.
And she was on the program. We had her on with regularity just for yak and yuck's sake. Yeah. Go ahead.
And it was fine. But anyway, so yesterday she came out and said that she couldn't wait anymore and that she had to have her Me Too moment. And she said this is because they had Jackie Speier on the program, who is the congresswoman who's been really vocal in trying to get Congress to crack down on all of these sexual allegations and abuse and not covering them up and actually, you know, facing up. Okay, so she has her on the program. She says she's inspired to tell her story. And she says that Al Franken, they were on a tour, on a USO tour, and they were hosting a program, I guess, in front of the troops. And they came up with a skit to do. And as part of the skit, he said, well, let's add in a kiss. I kiss you as part of this skit. And she said, no, no. And then finally she agreed. And so then backstage, he said, well, we need to practice the kiss. And she said, no, no, I'm not going to practice the kiss with you. Well, he grabs her. And finally, I guess she agrees to practice the kiss. She does admit to agreeing to that. He grabs her from behind her head, pushes her face up against his face, and sticks his tongue down her throat. And she got upset, so she didn't talk to him for the rest of the tour. I mean, she did the programs with them, and that was fine, but just to hang out with them, she would always be gone. And then on the plane, when they're leaving, going back to the States, she's still dressed in her flak jacket and her Kevlar and all of this. And so she sits down, falls asleep on the plane. Al goes by her, puts his hands up, whether he's touching her or not. I mean, it looks to me like he's touching her in the area of her breast, and they take a picture. And she doesn't even know this happens until she returns home and she sees the photos on a disc. So that's her side of the story. Now, you know her, Dougie, so what do you make of all this?
Well, I'm not in the judgment business. So what I've just done is go to my
Facebook. You are here on talk radio.
Well, my judgments are not about necessarily this sort of thing. I'm just going to my Facebook page now, to my homepage. I'm going to let you have you. By the way, I think I posted this on the DJV. It's a great video that I found yesterday. It's about a year old, featuring the Six String Soldiers singing Take Me Home, Country Roses. Have any of you ever seen it?
No.
No. All right. I thought I posted it on DJV, but if I didn't, I'll send it.
Yeah, no, it's on the DJV show
page.
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous. It really is. It's very, very good. Anyway, so I'm looking at my photo page, and let's see. I can find it. There it is right there. So you'll tell me how to move this picture. Actually, though, it's in a couple of, well, the point is that
what's the picture of?
The picture of Lee is Leanne, me, Tony Orlando, and Steve Baldwin standing out in front of, I think it's an air cargo plane at Baghdad Airport. I think that's what it is. But, yeah, because we had just gotten off the plane. And these USO tours, bringing people together, quote-unquote celebrities, to go entertain the troops, this trip was over Christmas. I think it was, it may have been 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago. And maybe it was even longer than that. But it was.
I actually thought for a minute that you were actually on this trip. I couldn't remember if you were on
this was not the same trip. No, Al Franken wasn't on this trip. I'd remember if he was on it. So we went over there to deliver Christmas presents for the kids, and we brought things for students. This was a collaborative effort. About 60 people got together. American Airlines gave us a 767. We filled it up with all kinds of medicine that Ms. Eisenhower, General Eisenhower's, President Eisenhower's granddaughter, she arranged for the medical stuff. A group of people from various churches that had things that were gifts for the kids. And then we had one of the cargo holds was full of things that could be used in schools. And so we brought all this stuff over and distributed it, and then looked. You've heard me tell a story about the private who was washing cars. I mean, that was that trip that we had PTSD, and he didn't understand why he was brought back. And, you know, I've talked a lot about staying in one of the sons. I can't remember. I think it was which one of the two sons' bedroom I slept in the morning.
Oh, you
palaces.
Sit in Uday's bedroom.
Yeah. And let's see, what other things were hallmarks of this? She and I got along great. We ate most of our meals together. We chummed around. She was always kind of interested in the flowery showbiz type of exposure that she was getting. She's pretty smart. She's very conservative. She married a guy from the Air Force, and I'm trying to remember what his name was.
Chris.
And she met him on one of these trips. I kind of think she's capable of showbiz, and there may be a bit of showbiz in this. That's probably as much as I can. I mean, I don't know what's in her head any more than anybody else does. I never have been a fan of Al Franken. I think he's a big $4 bill, but that's just me. I remember him. I have worked with, I've been in circumstances where I've been with him broadcasting when he used to do the afternoon program on, what was the name of the network? All America? What was that? What was the liberal network, Jennifer?
Air America?
Air America.
Oh, Air America, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He did the afternoon show. And he was never really a broadcaster before. In terms
and
of radio,
when he was a show either.
But he was, you know, he was a comedian and a good writer,
right?
And had certainly gained significance by being on Saturday Night Live and lots of other. I mean, the guy, everybody knows who the guy
he's
is.
He's a funny guy, yeah. Everybody,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
He's had a.
And when I sat next to him doing him, we did a New York broadcast from some event. I don't even remember what it was. I mean, all this stuff after all these years kind of runs together. But I remember Jesse Jackson was on one side of me, and he was on the other side of me. And we had gone back and forth interviewing him. He was interviewing people for his afternoon show, and I was live on the air at the time. My co-host was, at that point, Nancy Skinner. And she was from Chicago, and Jesse Jackson was from Chicago. So we had all of that. I was Brother Doug, and she was Sister Nancy, and Franken saw us together. He wanted to get in on the act, so he kind of nudged his way over so he could get some FaceTime with Jesse Jackson. You know, that's kind of the way it is. He didn't have an exciting presence. He was kind of a wiseacre, or he always wanted to, he wanted to have the last word on stuff. You know, he wanted his line to be the last line, because, you know, that's the way people who are comedians, that's the way they are. And so putting the two of them together, I never would have thought about it until I saw the picture yesterday afternoon after Jennifer called me and said, "Wow, look at this." And then I just, you know, it just seems too opportunistic. They, in my mind, both of them are capable of being opportunistic. For his part, Franken says, "Let's have an investigation." And he welcomes it. The Democrats were quick to run away from him. That they ran away from him, man, like rats. It's like the Republicans have run. And there's a point to it, because now we have the pendulum perhaps going to... The pendulum has been in the sexist, and the problem area of sexism has gone too far to the left. And it started... Maybe the realization of it started with the Trump stuff and Billy Bush and all of that crap. And then, you know, now because so many people, there's a mindset. People's minds work in strange ways. I've learned that over the years, talking to lots and lots of people on this radio program. You know, I haven't talked to Leanne for years, so I don't know, you know, one way or another. I could probably get on the phone and call her and say, what's the story? And she'd want to tell the story. But I don't know that that's the story. And I don't know how any of us really know, because this thing has become so exaggerated. It's like all the stuff about Trump. Some of it's true, some of it isn't. But it all gets exaggerated.
But you know what it does do? People's hate and distrust in government. And that's exactly what this does. You can't find a person who is pleased with the way things are happening in Washington, D.C.
No.
I don't think if you're a Republican, a Democrat, someone from outer space, everybody's like, ugh. I mean, this it's so
It's so tiring. We're all tired of it. And you think you put somebody new in it and it'll fix it, and it doesn't.
And now these Democrats, and I'm curious, I don't know why this is, now Democrats are saying, well, we should have made Bill Clinton resign. What good is rehashing? I mean, I'm sick of rehashing the election between Trump and Hillary Clinton. Why are we rehashing what happened with Bill Clinton in the 90s?
Who cares? Right.
I mean, it's like, here's today, and you've got a bunch of people who are abusing power, so let's deal with it today. I think the outrage, and I know that you guys will probably all agree with me, is that Congress has paid $15 or $17 million in settlements for sexual harassment, abuse, and they're using taxpayer money to do it.
Yeah.
And we don't even have a list of who the accusers or of who the accused was. I mean, give me a break. That's
an outrage. Yep. Yeah. I don't even know how that's been. Well, I know how, because they slip this stuff in at, you know, 2 in the morning.
Right.
But that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what we're dealing with, though. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hey, man.
The best is yet to come.
At age 91. Honey, besides, you can see it slowing down. Tony Bennett, the recipient of the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, Library of Congress Director Dr. Carla Hayden, told the crowd at the ceremony. Tony Bennett has given new meaning to the word timeless and immortal. Has sold 10 million albums, has 19 Grammys to his credit, including Album of the Year in 1995 for MTV Unplugged, and the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album for Duets and Duets 2 back in 2006 and 2011. The group of well-wishers in the crowd, songs like The Best Is Yet to Come, For Once in My Life, Smile, Stepping Out. Michael Bublé was there, Josh Groban, Brian Strokes, Mitchell, Vanessa Williams, others touting with strong Bennett connections, Gloria Estefan, Lucas Nelson, whose father Willie was the Gershwin honoree a couple of years ago, Stevie Wonder, who performed If I Rule the World, and then duetted with Gloria Estefan on What a Wonderful World. One of the notable people that wasn't there, though, was Lady Gaga, who had a concert in Kansas City. She's very friendly and likes the. It's obvious the two of them have great energy together.
Their album's amazing together.
Yeah, they have it together. It's just fabulous listening to that stuff from them. Bennett also managed to draw a group of politicos from both sides to celebrate in the event. Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and Nancy Pelosi of California were in the audience as well. He also let the audience in on some new music that he's working on. He acknowledged Lena Horne was his all-time favorite collaborator. He had talked about a new album some more songs with the Gaga. He said, quote, I'm definitely going to do another song with Lady Gaga New Year's Eve. So there are two of them. Crank that up a sec with him. Listen, that voice in 91. Sounds like mine.
When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
All right. Heaven. I'm in heaven. Let's get David Bowie on here. There's a new documentary called, I guess it's called Final Act, is it not? Remember he decided to end his cancer treatments? He learned the disease had spread too far, so he just stopped in October of 2015. Same week, he traveled to a Brooklyn soundstage to shoot a video for his new song, Lazarus. Footage from that day and recollections from those who were there make up one of the pivotal scenes in David Bowie, The Last 5 Years. It's a new documentary that's set to air on HBO in January. The film actually traces his final chapter as he emerged from hiatus, creating a couple of albums, an off-Broadway musical, all at the same time he was battling his cancers. After this thing, Black Star, was released in 2016, he died. So a lot of great archival footage from various tours, and it's the kind of stuff that if you're a big fan of his, you're going to enjoy. So it's out next year, I believe. Isn't that January?
January on HBO.
HBO, yeah. Good. All right. Congratulations on putting that together. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV report. Reporting in for duty is Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan at attention. Kara Schillen is in the position to either make us all sound good or all sound bad. So it's, we trust her to do the best that she possibly can. Today is Take a Hike Day. Who would you like to say take a hike to?
Does right, anybody Brad. Say that anymore?
Take a hike?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, take a hike.
Hey,
it used to be a big deal. Yeah,
I think probably
no one walks anymore, so I don't know if that's really relevant.
Oh, I think that's not true at all. Look at all the people that have those things on their devices that measure. Oh, that's a joke. Okay,
should be taking it literally. Take a hike. All right.
Take a hike. Yeah.
I feel like people say it in jest. I don't know if they say it seriously.
Right. Yeah.
I might bring it back though. I'm a 90-year-old woman, so I might start using it.
Take a hike. All right, so, and then people would say that on one side or the other, As loath as I am to, maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do just a little of it. Because it's the thing that surfaced, all this stuff about Trump with his business on dumping Roy Moore. He says it could start a dangerous trend of believing women. He sticks his foot in his
mouth. We wouldn't want to do that.
He didn't say it would start a dangerous trend of believing women.
Whatever he said, I don't know. I don't expect the news media to give this guy a break. That I don't expect. I don't expect any breaks at all.
What nobody wants to see is somebody's whole life being ruined with fake accusations. Now, it doesn't mean that any of these women have made any of them.
Yeah.
But it's just, give it time and give whoever the accused is time to either respond, fight back, admit to it. Who knows? I mean,
That's not really where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. Well, I've said this before. Most of you know, or many of you know, that I do a weekly podcast called The American Family Farmer, and you can listen to it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It brings people up to date on what's going on, trying to work with family farms, which is where the best food in our country comes from, letting people know where to get it, how to get it, the locavore movement, where the really good places in the country are where you can find this food, trying to encourage others to do some good farming. And I talk often about policy, and I will tell you that the policy, most of the farmers that I know voted for Donald Trump, and they expected to have some kind of sanity brought back to how the FDA is run and the Department of Agriculture is run. That's not happening, and in fact, the farmer is being attacked. I don't know that it's in a purposeful sense, it's just by neglect. Because this is being cut and that's being cut. And we all agreed that many of the regulations ought to have been cut. But it's kind of the way it's what's being done without thought that is bothering me and a lot of other people in various areas. So when I see this, there's somebody in my life that I'm very, very close to who voted for Trump. But she, on the other hand, is not avid. She's aggressively protective of animals. And so when she sees things like lifting the ban on the import of elephant trophies, it just sends her into the ozone and sends anybody else with a conscience into the ozone. This is a damnable offense. And there's no excuse. You can't BS your way around it and say, whatever it is that you want to say to sort of protect him. It is inexcusable to allow this kind of stuff to take place. And as it happens, my friend is on her way to Zambia. She's on a plane. It's a 12-hour ride from New York to, going through Dubai. And if she heard me, she doesn't like being on the air, but she'd pick up the phone and she'd call and she'd tell you what she thought about this. There is nothing about this that can be reconciled. I know there may be a lot of people who are hunters who love to go shoot something that can't shoot back at you and cut the head off and hang it on the wall of your house. I got no use for you. None. Zero. That kind of stuff is just murder. The animals don't deserve to be murdered. Maybe if you haven't got anything else to eat and you need to eat what's there to survive, then maybe you can make some kind of a justification for it. But to go out and kill, I saw something posted a week or two ago, and I think Meredith's the one who posted it, actually, of some guy with a bear that he killed and how pleased he was to have blown the bear's head off. I mean, give me a break. There's nothing. You are murdering cur if that's what you want to do. And so, it comes with me in the same, it's the same pew as football and football helmets and parents who encourage their kids to go play football. I have no tolerance for that, and I got no tolerance for this. So I'm looking at Trump, and I say on the air often, he does a lot of good things that I approve of, but this isn't one of them. And there's too many of these stupid kinds of things that don't need to be put back in, but somebody whispers in his ear or some other clown that's working for him's ear and say, we really should put this back in because You know, this
well, I mean, this one's so obvious. It's this Ryan Zinke guy, who's also the guy, you know, the Secretary of the Interior. He's also the guy who, you know, set up the that whitewash or whatever that was, whitefish, that's, you know, now being revoked in Puerto Rico. I mean, it's like it's all his friends. It's his own special interest. He's a big game hunter. The Trump sons are big game hunters. We saw those pictures. I mean, it's just this is just so obvious. I mean, and it's disgusting. It absolutely disgusts
there's no
me
way
he can be, with any
there's
animal
no
lover.
Way, there's no way to protect him on this one. Anyway,
no, of course not.
Right, and then stupid thing. I mean, I'm all for hunting. I think that if you're hunting for food, I'm all for you.
Yeah, if you're hunting for food.
I'm not anti-hunting, but this kind of stuff.
Trophy hunting, I don't really get. Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah. And I don't I don't understand why
there's
people
there's nothing to understand, Jennifer. It's bloodthirstiness. It says a lot about your personality. If that's what you like to do. All right, so the other thing, and this is something that I supported, but I, you know, this cut out of the same cloth of responsibility, these damn oil companies and the, you know, as good as they are and as many people as they hire and what they provide in terms of necessary things to keep the economy going, the Keystone Pipeline leaking a couple of 100,000 gallons of oil in South Dakota. So they had to shut the pipeline down. I don't know how long it took them to find the leak. I thought they had television cameras monitoring all up and down the pipeline, so if there was a leak, they could shut it down fast and fix it. So anyway.
Well, not fast enough if 210,000 gallons have spilled. Yeah.
And then, you know, so you go back to the Dakota pipeline and the urge to get it underneath that reservoir, but this is the kind of stuff that people worry about, because if the thing springs a leak under the ground and gets into the water supply, imagine what 210,000 gallons of oil would do to a reservoir. Mm-hmm. It's mindless.
That's so exactly what all the indigenous people were fighting for.
Yeah.
It's protecting that water.
Put the thing someplace where it's not going to be in harm's way, and then watch it. It's got to be a management problem, because if that much oil leaked out, there has to be something missing. I'm for the pipelines. I think we need the pipelines. But when you let this kind of stuff go on, it leaks. In April of last year, there was 16,000 gallons, and it took them 2 months to clean it up. So how the hell long is it going to take them to clean up 210,000 gallons of oil? I was talking to a friend of mine at Heidelberg on Sunday. There's a new pipeline going through Ohio, and it's only 93 yards from his house. So I said to him,
That's scary.
No, he said it's fine. Actually,
I'd be scared if this was 93 yards from my house. I used to run the 100-yard dash as a kid. I know it's not that far.
No, it isn't that far. But it's, I shouldn't say from his house, 93 yards from his landline, his lot line. I don't know how much land he's got. But still, what it has done. And what they do, the Alaska pipeline taught us that. I remember going up there, and I traversed the entire length of the in a helicopter one day, the entire length of the Alaska pipeline, 93, 94, maybe somewhere up in there, 95. Bunch of tacos got into a helicopter, and we rode up and down on the pipeline. It was fascinating to see all the wildlife that had been attracted. It actually has helped the wildlife because of the warmth of the oil. It keeps them warm. And also it keeps the what in otherwise be snow-covered 2-3 feet of snow. The oil, because it's warm, keeps the snow off of the ground under the pipeline. So that's why you see all the animals there eating the grass under the pipeline. So there's benefits anyway. I just think in this circumstance, with a pipeline leaks that kind of volume, somebody's asleep at the switch, literally. Because it just doesn't make any sense. But people will take shots on the other side. See, I took a shot at Trump because I think that this business with the trophy hunting is absurd and offensive. But now people take a shot at him. I'm looking at a story now on Yahoo News about this because the people writing the story have twisted it around to blame Trump. And it isn't Trump's fault at all. The people who are running this are irresponsible, and again, that's the problem with building all these pipelines, putting them close to where people are or where there is, like, the lake and the water and that sort of thing. So maybe there's a lesson we've learned here, although God knows we have plenty of things like this that go on.
How many spills do we need? Come on, I mean, they're never going to learn. There's no lesson for them to learn.
Well, There is if there.
No, I mean, to us, we think there is.
Yeah,
but it wastes a lot of money for them. I mean, to think that they're just, like, happy that the oil is gushing out and, you know, I mean, that's not really true. They're losing money. They're losing profit. It's a PR hit. I mean, there's consequences.
Yes, no, there's no good consequence for them. It's just bad management. That's all it is bad management. Anyway, but the reason I brought it up wasn't because of that. It was because I was trying to counter taking a shot at Trump on one side that is deserved and taking a shot on him on another side that isn't deserved. And that was really my point. I hope did that come across? Or did he get lost in the translation of all the other stuff that was going on? Because that was my purpose in telling those two stories together. 45 past the hour. Here's a story that will only end in a good way for those of you who care to get a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products by calling 800-355-1493. This is an offer that you cannot refuse. First of all, this stuff is so good for you. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is the best. When it comes to understanding omega oils, omega-3s are what you want. You don't want omega-6, you don't want omega-9, you want omega-3. And this is the best formula anywhere that I have seen. It's good for your joints, for your energy, it's good for your heart, it's really good for everything. You know you need fish oil in your system. How many times do you have to be told that? You know it. And the older you are, the more you need to have support for all of those joints that you think are aching and hurting. I don't want to go down through the day and have my achy back and my knees and stuff. Okay, so get your butt over to the phone right now. Call 800-355-1493. And get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. You pay the shipping cost, which is $4 or something, $4 or $5, and you get your free bottle. It's coming now as soon as you call 800-355-1493. Get all the benefits of the best omega-3s plus CoQ10 krill oil. That is the best. 800-355-1493. Purity is the best, and you'll be the best when you get yourself started with this. Free bottle, 800-355-1493.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease in circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beats. That's why you need Super Beats. Super Beats promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beets, made from beets grown to exacting standards and concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you, and free shipping. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Back
pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
About 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the ladies on the DJV experience, and also the time during the week when we try to focus on automobiles and cars and that sort of thing, which brings me around to asking the question, when is the best time, Victoria and I were just talking about this, to buy your next vehicle? And if you think about it, in life, timing is everything, isn't it, right? And that's true when you buy a car. They do it at the right time. It could mean the difference between saving a lot of money, maybe hundreds, even thousands of dollars. So your next vehicle purchase should be on your mind as you listen to Andy Solomon here.
Some shoppers believe negotiating is the only way to get a good deal on a new car, but according to Auto Trader's Brian Moody, doing thorough research and waiting for the right time to buy is a better strategy.
Buying at the end of the month or quarter is always a good idea, as car dealers work hard to reach their sales goals. Also, at the end of the day, dealers could be more flexible, and you might find a better deal than, say, on a Saturday morning.
A great way to save big bucks is to get a new vehicle from the previous model year or to shop during holiday weekends such as Thanksgiving. But you should always keep in mind to research online.
While you'll still want to visit a dealer for a test drive or product demo, today you can complete an entire car purchase online. Everything from the financing to the price, color, and trim level can be handled without ever stepping foot inside a dealership.
For more information, go to autotrader.com. Now you're in the know from Autotrader.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization.
November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Bannick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
You know, one of the things about new cars, the technology that's in them, we tend to spend so much time in our lives trying to acclimate ourselves to the technology that's around or take advantage of the technology, whether it's your car, in the workplace, or at home. Thus, the focus appropriately toward your home for a moment here, courtesy of the folks at Vivint Smart Home, which is the number one smart home services provider in the entire country. So if you're thinking about making your home smarter, these people want to work with you because it makes your life so much easier. The benefits of this product go throughout your whole house, whether it's checking to see who's there, knocking on your door, ringing the doorbell, whether it's the thermostats in your house. You want to keep them down during the daytime when you're not there, move them up. All kinds of everything in your home can be run by the Vivint Smart Home Technology System. Everything. Day in, day out, week in, week out. This is the way to make your house comfortable, save a lot of money on heating and cooling bills. So, and by the way, we were just talking off the air about how many people are getting ripped off, right, Victoria, with packages being delivered to their home.
Oh, it's a big problem.
It's become a big business. It really has. So if you want to make sure more people order stuff, this may be the only thing that keeps Amazon at bay, because otherwise they're going to take over the world. Fact that stuff gets delivered, people stealing it. If you want to get the UPS guy to let you know when you're going to have a visit from him, you can unlock the house from a distance with a Vivint Home System. And bingo, he puts the stuff inside the door, closes the door, you're all set. All kinds of reasons for this remote control, the Vivint system, so smart. You want to give yourself a little present for Christmas? Call 855-718-6167. Check out the website, the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and see the details of this, and then call after you've checked it all out. Vivint Smart Home, unlock the future, technologically speaking, at your home, 855-718-6167. Vivint, 855-718-6167. Speaking of cars and stuff, see the story about the police officer in Georgia that chased the McLaren at 155 miles an hour down the highway, and she caught up to him. She was driving a Dodge with a Hemi V8 in it.
Yeah, probably the Chargers. Go pretty fast. The Dodge Chargers that all the cops drive?
Those are fast. They go pretty fast. Right. And the state cops love having those. So this guy went by her at like 20 times faster than she was going, and she chased him and caught up to him. The game of ticket, he was drunk. Ay-ay-ay. All right, we have 59 half the hour, don't we, now, on the DJV Show?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.